Have you ever looked at a G-string and wondered, what is even the point? Considering that thongs are very tiny and ride all the way up a woman's butt crack, it's natural to wonder why they even bother wearing one in the first place. Why not just go commando and wear nothing at all, if it's not covering anything up anyway? It turns out there are a lot of reasons why women wear thongs or G-strings in particular. Some of these are practical, some of them are sexy, and some of them are very unsexy. But as you'll soon find out, there are more reasons than you might think. So, in this episode, I'll be covering the 5 primary reasons women wear thongs and why they've gotten to be so popular. The first reason is that they leave no visible panty lines. It's no secret that women love to show off their asses, and often this means tight, form-fitting clothes that hugs their curves tightly. Think yoga pants, leggings, and tight dresses. Unfortunately, when wearing normal panties, this means that the lining of them will be visible through the fabric, since it's hugging our bodies so tightly. Now, while some men, of course, find visible panty lines erotic, most women wear clothing for themselves, not to impress random people we see on the street. Yes, some of us like to show off our asses, but most women want to feel sexy, not be ogled by everyone they walk past. Besides, even if they were deliberately trying to show off the goods, well, they'd much rather show off the shape of their ass rather than detract from it by drawing focus to the outline of her panties instead. So, in a nutshell, thongs and G-strings provide most of the benefits of larger panties without some of the drawbacks. But again, if panty lines were the only concern, why not just wear no panties at all? Especially if, say, your leggings are see-through? It's not like a thong will hide anything. Well, let's move on to the other reasons. A lot of guys like to complain about random boners that happen, even when you're not aroused. And I'll admit, that sounds really inconvenient and uncomfortable. But women have problems too. Our vaginas leak discharge, and it doesn't just happen when we're horny. In fact, vaginal discharge and arousal fluid are 2 completely different things. A woman produces cervical mucus that changes throughout her menstrual cycle. As she approaches ovulation, the time in her cycle where she's able to get pregnant, her cervical mucus naturally becomes more smooth and liquidy. This type of cervical mucus is easiest for sperm to travel through, making its way up through the cervix and aid in pregnancy. And again, cervical mucus is there whether we're aroused or not. Most of us don't want that leaking into our nicer, more expensive clothes, some of which we might want to rewear without needing to wash first. Yes, thongs are tiny, but it's enough to catch anything that leaks out, keeping our clothing safe. The third reason is that they make us feel sexy. This is another one that's really not talked about enough. We dress not only to impress others, but perhaps even more importantly, to feel sexy ourselves. We want to feel attractive. We want to have the confidence that looking good brings. Society has placed a huge importance on the way we look, and a lot of women develop a lot of their self-worth based on their appearance alone. This is not helped by the fact that many guys couldn't care less about anything other than sex from us. And even as children, many of us were praised only for our looks rather than who we were as children. Seriously, and this is just a quick side tangent, but please be sure to compliment your kids in other ways than just "you're so cute" or "that dress looks so pretty on you." Anyway, thongs are sexier than traditional panties are. They look good. They show off our asses nicely. We like the way we look when we put them on or take our pants off. If we know we're going to be having sex later, a thong is a nice tease. and showing them most of the ass straight from the beginning and leaving just a little bit hidden. 4, it prevents the feeling of a wedgie. Believe it or not, many women find thongs far more comfortable than other types of panties. In fact, after a few minutes, it can feel like you're not wearing underwear at all. This can seem counterintuitive, especially since you're essentially shoving a string right up your butt crack. However, thongs actually prevent the feeling of a wedgie that other types of panties, like bikinis, hipsters, briefs, or boy shorts, give you. What's important to remember is that it's a very small amount of material that's actually getting wedged up inside your butt. This means despite being there constantly, you hardly feel it. Unlike regular panties that get scrunched up and stuck there, seemingly getting sucked in somehow but never coming out, it's uncomfortable when that happens. And many ladies don't want to get caught pulling their panties out of their butt. Thongs prevent this entirely, so it's just another benefit of wearing them. And finally, perhaps the unsexiest reason of them all, having a bit of fabric wedged up against your butthole has the added benefit of muffling farts a little bit. Yes, I said it, but hey, I'm here to deliver the facts. There's not a whole lot more that needs to be said, but yeah, they're going to be quieter while wearing a thong, and not many women want to be caught letting one out. So there you go. Thongs, or especially G-strings, may seem pointless since they don't really cover up much of anything. They don't provide warmth, they don't come in as many designs or styles, and it's just as easy to go commando. As we now know, they have their purpose though. From preventing panty lines, to catching the liquid that leaks out of us, to simply making us feel sexier. A woman's choice of why she wears a thong is largely personal, but the benefits are there, so every woman should give them a try to see if they like them. Want to help support the podcast so I can continue providing free education to everyone? Sign up to my email newsletter and consider joining my Patreon. I do give a lot of perks for signing up, mainly access to my full audio porn collection and my Discord server. But even joining at the $2 tier goes a long way towards helping me out. I'll include a link in the show notes, or you can access it at patreon.com/lewdlexiaudio, all one word. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.